This is KUT, a cheap synthetic street drug called K2, which can cause life-threatening reactions in those who use it, has plagued Austin's homeless population since 2014. At least two people in Austin have died after using the drug. But some progress has been made in mitigating its prevalence in recent weeks, following a pledge from city officials to double down on their efforts to combat K2. KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports.
Austin-Travis County EMS has been tracking calls related to K2 since 2012. Each month, they give the Austin Police Department a map showing K2-related calls. The calls are most concentrated in the area around the Austin Resource Center for the Homeless downtown. Captain Darren Nowak is with the Austin-Travis County EMS.
You know, when you go to work downtown in the downtown station, you come to expect that you're going to run K2 calls all day.
The number of calls in a month went from the tens to the hundreds in 2014, according to Nowak, reaching a high of 406 last June. Last month, medics responded to 395 calls related to K2, the second highest number of calls on record. In response, the mayor and city council pledged to do whatever it takes to combat K2 in early April. But the Austin Police Department began to ramp up their efforts before the announcement, according to APD Commander Justin Newsom.
We actually started here in the Downtown Area Command as soon as South By was over. I mean, we already knew the spike was happening. But when South By's happening, all we can do is hold on for dear life.
Newsom says he and his team began to make arrests on March 19th, the last day of South By Southwest, after seeing K2 dealers selling outside the arch. A six-person detail was deployed to patrol the area on bike and on foot earlier this month.
You know, around 40 people for felony drug possession and or sales were arrested between March 19th and April 13th.
And that's led to at least one seizure of a large amount of the drug.
So yeah, it's working. The increased enforcement has had, you know, an effect.
Nowak says EMS received only 15 K2-related calls over this past weekend. That's down from 30 calls received on Saturday alone the first weekend in April.
We definitely want to, you know, put a shout out to not only the mayor, city council, staff, but the Austin Police Department for their efforts. And, you know, and it seems, at least right now, to be having a good effect in curtailing those numbers.
But Nowak says he's seen K2-related calls decline before. In September 2015, a new law went into effect in Texas that effectively made all forms of K2 illegal, as well as increasing the punishment for possession and distribution.
And with that law change, we did see a drop for a while, but the numbers from December of last year and one of the early months of this year, you know, are coming in at like number 2 and 3 on the list.
Mayor Steve Adler has also formed a task force to fight K2. The group will include Austin-Travis County Integral Care, the Department of Health and Human Services, and other social service providers in Austin who care for the homeless and mentally ill. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.